Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Akutin Chaydesh. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mashir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Koirach, Yom Aleph de Rosh Chaydesh Tammuz, Tov Shin Pei Hei. We are going to learn three Meshechachmas. In each of them, Rav Meir Simcha uses the same Yesoid to learn Pshat in the Pasuk. And as we'll see, it'll give us a very interesting overview. We're going to begin with Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Gimel. In the beginning of the Perek, Pasuk Aleph, Hashem told Aaron, Atov Anecha, Ubeis Avicha Itach, Tisu Es Havein HaMikdosh, V'gam Esachecha Matei Levi, Shevet Achicha Hekrev Itach, Bring Shevet Levi close, V'shomru Mishmartecha Mishmeres Kala Oyel, So even though B'nai Levi is going to help you with Shmiras HaMikdash, but they cannot come to do the Avodah because V'lo Yamusu Gam Heim Gam Atem. Zokt the Meshech Chachma. B'sifri Pisco Kuf Tatzayin V'lo Yamusu Oynish. Ein li Yalo Leviim Sh'anu Shemu Muzharam Al Avodah Eskayanim. We only find that the Leviim are punished and have an iser to do avodas kehanim. How do we know kehanim al avodas leviim minayin? How do we know if the kohen does one of the leviim's avodas, he's also aser? Tamalaymer gam atem. So gam atem tells me not only do the leviim are they not allowed to do the avodas kehanim. You might have said a kohen could do a levi's avodah. No, gam atem. Leviim me avodah lechaver taminayim. Tamalaymer gam heim. How do you know Leviim from different jobs? Also awesome. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Omer ain't sorich. Rabbi says you don't have to learn this from these psukim. Shrei kvar nemar, we already had a pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. Al tachrisu eshevet mishbechais hakahasi zois asulahem vichyu. Ein liyal b'nei kas, b'nei gershon v'nei merari minayin v'chulei. Kehanim alavidas leviim minayin. How do we know kehanim alavidas leviim? Tamaloymer uminsaya hamishkan yeridu isay alaviim vahazor hakarev yumas. It says when the mishkan is going to travel, the leviim will take it down. Vahazor hakarev yumas, and someone who's a zar, who's a stranger, who's not a levi, yumas. Meavoida lechaver taminayin tamaloymer. V'achaynim l'fnei ha-mishkon v'azor ha-karev yumas. U'mat ha-meloymer v'le'amusa gam-heim gam-atem l'vishe b'kerach v'ir k'neged aron hizor lo v'kosav ez kol'ein. So, says Rebbe, we don't need a special pasuk to tell me that the kayanim can't do the levi'im zavoida and a levi can't do another's levi zavoida. Because earlier in Parshas Bamidbar, it says over there twice v'azor ha-karev yumas. Hazar HaKar of Yumas. And therefore, Hazar means a stranger. So if you're a Levi's job, a Kayin is a stranger to that job. One Levi to another Levi is also a stranger. So Zokt Rebbe, we don't have to learn from our Psukim here, in Perek Yiches, Pasuk Gimel, to tell me, Layamusu Gam Heim Gam Atem, to tell me these halachas, because it's already included in Hazar HaKar of Yumas. Zokter Meir Simcha Efsher. What's Takib Shad in the Tanakama? Why does he need a new limud if we already have Hazar HaKar of Yumas? Dilamand Omar, Dilaniskayin Pinchas, Achahara Gezimri. There's a Machlaikas in the Gemara. When did Pinchas become a Kayin? What does that mean to say? We know Aaron and his sons, Elazar and Isamar became Kehanim by the Mishkan, by the Chunukas HaMishkan. When they became Kehanim, the Pasuk says, them and their offspring will always be Kehanim. Pinchas was stuck in the middle, because Pinchas was born before his father became a Kayin, and he wasn't included since he was an Enikol, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, he was not included in the appointment of Kehuna. So Pinchas wasn't a Kayin yet. When did he become a Kayin? There's a Machlaikas in the Gemara. and Rav Tzira Meir Simcha jumps from one man d'arba to the other. Some say it's in Parshas Pinchas, Risi Kunas Olam, till he killed Zimri. Others say it's later in the days of Yeshua when he made Shalom in Ashvatim, as we'll see in a moment. But either which way, Pinchas wasn't a Kohen yet. And even though Rameir Simcha here is saying, Leniskai and Pinchas Hacharga Zimri, he's not going Muchruch in that Mandamar. He means to say Pinchas was not a Kohen yet. Im Kain, Mi Karaya Pinchas Levi Vacharkach Nasas Kohen. First, Pinchas was a regular Levi until he became a Kohen. So L'chaira, Pinchas has a very interesting identity. Levim were always Levim. Kehanim were always Kehanim. From the day of Akamas HaMishkan, when it came time to serve in the Mishkan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out the jobs to Kehanim and Levim, that's who they were. Pinchas was started off as a Levi, and later on in time became a Kohen. So Im Kein Einoi Zor LaAvodas Leviya. So when the Pasuk says, Vazor HaKarev Yumas, you can't say Pinchas is a stranger. He was not a stranger to that Avoida. He's not a Zar, because to be a Zar, the Zar may kara be'inan. You need someone that always was a Zar. A Kayan from day number one, Aaron and his Banav. They are Zar to the Avoida of Leviya. But Pinchas was a Levi. He's doing the Avoidas HaLeviyim. All of a sudden he becomes a Kayan. So all of a sudden, if he wants to go and do a Levi's job, he's not included in Vahazar HaKarev Yomes. Ayin Krisus. That over there on Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara says you need a Zar mitchila osay v'atzayfay, but negiah to something else over there by the Shaman HaMishcha. Him came Pinchas mehaikra in a muzer ba'inish. So Dr. Esmer Simcha comes out that Pinchas doesn't have the Isra of Azar HaKarev Yomes. Aditzarech lemelech mikra lo yamus gam hem gam atem. So zok the Tanakam of our Sifri, that's why we need our Pasuk here in Parshas Korach to include Pinchas in the Isser. Lahazer gama Pinchas im yishamish v'avoydas leviya. V'rebi sover kidach tanoide kain meikara ayin zvachim bo'erech. So there's a machlaikas over there, kuf aleph amad aleph in zvachim. And over there, what am I looking at over here? Because the Gemara over there talks about by the Bnei Aaron eating mipnei aninos, and when Nadav and Avihu died, they tuma mipnei aninos. So Gemara says davar acher. What do you mean Pinchas was there? So you see, the Gemara holds that Pinchas was a kayan. So the Gemara answers him. Nechemi says no, Pinchas wasn't a kayan yet; he couldn't eat. But Zokter Meir Simcha, there could be such a man d'amar. So Meila Rebbe, our second man d'amar, is going to hold that Pinchas was a kayan the whole time. So therefore, he's included as Azar HaKarev Yomes v'doik. So Rebbe Meir Simcha is using this idea that Pinchas started off a Levi, turned into a kayan, to explain why he's not included in Azar HaKarev Yomes, because he's not a stranger meikara from the beginning, and therefore he needs a new pasuk of Gam Heim Gam Atem to tell us that once he became a Kayan, he can no longer do the Avodas HaLeviyim. If you're a Kayan, you can't do the Avodas HaLeviyim. That's the first Rameir Simcha. Now let us go a few psukim later, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Yud Aleph. The Pasuk says over here by Matnas Kahuna, V'zelecha chumas matanam l'chol tnufais b'nei Yisrael l'chones atim. Says the Rebbeinu Shem, I give them to you. Ulevanecha unto your sons. Believe naisecha unto your daughters. Itecha that are with you. Lechak oilam. Kal tar beveischa yechal isai. Any person who's tar is able to eat it. Now, the first piece in Kaltar Beveischa Yechal Isai is not the one we're going to learn. The second piece, V'yitachein, which seems to be not a continuation, a new piece. And Rav Meir Simcha perhaps is bothered, Rav Dom wants to say, why it says Kaltar Beveischa Yechal Isai. What's the Kal coming to include? Rashi brings down the rabbi's ishtai. V'yitachin, Zotter Meir Simcha, it's possible to say, L'mando amar le'niskayin pinchas at shesom shalom ben ashvatim. Again, this is Kavala from Ebeis there in Zvachim. And as we said, one man, the Amar, says, Leniskayim Pinchas Acharag Lezimri. Rav Ashi says, Achesom Sholem Ben Ashvatim. Rashi says over there, Bimei Yeshua, B'Shevet Gad, B'nei Reuven, Shabonos HaMizbeach. And Uvik Sheshar Shvatim Lalas Elam Letzavo, B'Shochas Pinchas Ladabar Imam. So Pinchas went to speak with them. Shenemar Vayishma Pinchas HaKoyin. So Rashi, till now, it was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin. Not that Pinchas was the Kayin. And here it says, Pinchas HaKayin. So that's the Machlaikas. So Zokter Meir Simcha, according to the Man D'Amar, Le'niskayin Pinchas HaShesom Shalom ben Ashvatim. So L'chaira, you have here Pinchas, who's a Levi. He's not a Kayin yet. In Kain Kamar, so our Pasuk is telling us, when Hashem told Aaron, it's for you, Ulevanecha v'livnei secha, Kaltar beveischa, kamar she Pinchas yoicha chazei v'shaik. Pinchas is allowed to eat the chazei v'shaik. And gam bikurim. I'm sorry, gam bikurim. Bikure kol asher b'artza. Kaltar beveischa yechalanu. The pasuk says again over there, kaltar beveischa yechalanu. Here it says, Kol Tar Beveischa Yechalasai. Who are these Kol Tahirim that we're including in the mitzvah that they're allowed to eat Chaz V'Shaik and get Bikurim? Those are for Kehanim. Banechu V'Neisecha, we already said in the Pasuk. So who's left? Dr. Meir Simcha, Pinchas is left. Pinchas is left. Pinchas, who's a Levi? Why is he eating Chaz V'Shaik? Because he's part of Beis Aaron. Kaven shebenois of Eichlim, ken yoichlu gam Pinchas ubanav. So Meir Simcha puts in a dray over here. Well, one second. The banois of Aaron HaKayin are eating. They're not Kehanim. So since they're not Kehanim, ken yoichlu gam Pinchas ubanav. So Pinchas ubanav also are able to eat, even though they're also not Kehanim, but for they're the children of Kehanim. Hazai zakt, Meir Simcha v'havein. Now, Rav Dom over here has a Gantz Arichas, if you have access to it. It's a lot of Gishmaka stuff here. So I'm just going to say a few Hezberim that he brings. He says, Bikr Chiddush of Rav Meir Simcha, we could be Masber in two ways. The Pinchas could eat, Karchekalim, Bikurim, Truma. Number one, what does it mean that a Kayin is the one who's able to eat Truma Kachim? If it's only a Kayin, Pinchas is not a Kayin. Vaistachais, Zokter Meir Simcha, you don't need a din kahuna. You don't need to be a Kayin. You need to be from Zera kahuna. You need to be a descendant of the Kayanim. And therefore, as long as he was the son of Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, that's enough. If that's true, Zokt Rav Dom, the Lechairah, it's a little shver from Benois Aaron. Because if Rav Meir Simcha is saying, just like the b'nois of Eichlim, one second, the b'nois of our Kehanis, they are daughters who are Kehanim, Kehanis, right? There's a Bas Kayin. So maybe that's why they eat. But he's a Levi. So Elamai, you have to say, Zokter Avdom, that Rav Meir Simcha is not bringing a raya from the b'nois of Aaron that are b'nois Kehanim, that were born after Aaron and his children became Kehanim. Rather, we're talking about the ones that were born before that. In the Yemei HaMiluim. In the Yemei HaMiluim, Aaron HaKayin already, or his children, there were already girls there. And those girls were not part of becoming Kayhanim. However, they are the children of people who became Kayhanim. So when they are in the same category as Pinchas, who is in the same pickle. And the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Yod Yodalid, Moshe told Aaron by the Me'a Miluim that who should eat it? Who Uvonov Uvnaisov? They should eat the Shaykh Chazei and the Shaykh of the Miluim. So what do you see? So when Rav Meir Simcha says here, Kevin Shebenoisov Eichlim, Dr. Avdom, you have to say he means the Benoisov who were around already before they became Kayanim. And since the mice are their children of people who became Kehanim, and the Torah says they could eat the Chaz of Ishaik. So the same thing is like Pinchas. Uve Emes, he says, this question was already asked by Reb Chaim Paltiel al HaTorah. And before we get to that, if you look in Parshas Shmini, in Mishulchan Rabbi Leo Baruch, Rabbi Leo Baruch Finkel, he says on this Pasuk, Parak Yud Pasuk Yedalas, Veis Chazei Atunuva, Shekachu Matoich L'makam Tar, Ato V'necho V'neisecho Itach. Ki Chakcha V'chak B'necho Nitnu Mezivchei Shalmei V'nei Yisrael. He says, Mishekvar Hayomim, Rav Beryl Arbach, the Rav of Tveria, asked me, L'chaira, anyone who was born before Aaron was Nimshach L'kuhuna was not a Kayin, like by Pinchas. So Tzarech Ian, Eich B'nais Aaron Achlu Mikarbanis Hamiluim. L'chaira, they're not part of Kehanim, but Tzarech Ian. Now, they bring at the bottom here, but I found it as well. A different time that Maran Tzaratayr Reb Chaim in time of the Kro also asked the question, Yesh L'ayin Be'ez Abonis Medaber. The bonus before this, so chayr they're not kohanim, like Pinchas is not a kohen. So we're talking about the bonus that were born that day, how are they able to eat the meat? So he says, you have to be mechalik. Pinchas, who's a zachar, who could become a kohen, he needs Mashiach to become a kohen, and if not, he remains a Levi. But Nikevus, anyways, what made them bas kohanim? Nothing. Aaron Ubanov were nimshach to be kohanim. The fact that they're a daughter of a Kayan is enough, he says. Big Chiddush. Le'nimshachu mo'yileh mishichas avaseyem shikahanes. Peldika thing. When Aaron Ubanov were nimshach, all the girls automatically became b'nois kahuna as well. Gamheim afshenoldu mikaydim v'tzarechiyan Rav Chaim edem b'lai b'tzarechi. So, that's the question that Rabbi Elibaruch asks over here. So he has a raid over here. Based on a Taisvis, you'll have to look over there. Maisa, he has here a Kasha of Biskarov that he told to Rav Nachum. And then he told Rav Nachum a Teretz. Rav Nachum was happy. Yoyin Sham. Shuvra Isiach Azman Rav, Bepirushe Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel Kain Al Taira, Tamim Maram Marutaberg. That Beferish asks this question. Rav Dom also brings the Ruchaim Paltiel. Vim Taimra Habonish Shanoldu Kaidem Amashicha. So, how exactly did they eat? V'tiritz v'zeh l'shaynei. V'yesh loymer d'loy gri me'eved v'amah. The chavin shem kinyan kasboi eichlem. An eved of a kayin or amah of a kayin is also not a kayin, but they're kinyan kasboi of a kayin. So b'tei nami, chavin d'yochel l'katsha af l'menuva l'mukashchina mirza, kinyan kasboi karinim bay. This is right in Masech the Kedushin. They actually say that in Kedushin d'al amad aleph, this shir is Rebeli Baruch and shir Rebeli Baruch. This is a big raid in Kedushin, Kinyan Kasboy, what all the different things, Kaltar Beveischa, so on and so forth. So he says that the fact that his daughters, he has the ability to give over to Menuvel and Mukashchin, so it's called Kinyan Kasboy. So therefore, the Benois Aroin are no worse than Kinyan Kasboy, and therefore they're labeled to eat because of that. Then at the end he says, "V'shuv reisi kein lehedge b'meshach chachma, our pasuk, shepinchas hachachaz v'shaik 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 mikayach avit." Fine. So you can look over there. He has different raid about this idea. So Rav Dom also brings this Rav Chaim Baltiel that says that there are no loy griya from the Eben and the Amma. So he says, "L'chayra, if that's true, it doesn't help us for Pinchas." It doesn't help us for Pinchas. And that's what Rebbe Baruch is trying to say there. He's trying to say, different than Reb Chaim Paltiel, to say it's midin reshus ha'av. And therefore he says Pinchas is included in that. But Rav Dom is asking, according to Reb Chaim Paltiel, Kinyan Kasba, he works for a daughter, but doesn't help for Pinchas. Doesn't help for Pinchas. So he says that you have to say, that's what Rebbe Baruch is also trying to say pretty much, that even Reb Chaim Paltiel can't mean it's mamish only al tzkinyan kasboy, because what happens if the girl becomes a begeris, or the father dies? There's no longer any way to marry her off, there's no kinyan kasboy, so she can't eat anymore? Avada. They have a din of kahuna mitzad atzmai. There's zera kahuna. There's zera kahuna. And being zera kahuna is enough to be considered to be able to be Eichel. So therefore, that's what the Meir Simcha is saying as well, that just like Benois of Eichlem, and that's how Rebbe Eli Baruch brings this Meir Simcha. Shepinchos Eichel v'ainu mikayach aviv. And that's the same thing, kayach aviv. Now he brings here from the Chazon Ish, and Rav Dom later on brings it as well from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish Taka argues, and he says no. He says no. The Taka, Bonai Sarshani David Tzvei Laviyim Veichlin Truma. Daughters are Tafel Laviyim Nei Truma. And they get Matnas Kona. Mashain Kain Pinchas? Taka wasn't able to. Pinchas doesn't have that din, he's mechalik, not like Rameir Simcha. But Rameir Simcha here is bringing a raya from Benoisav who are Eichlim. Why? Zera Kahuna. So he's a Levi, but he could still eat because he's from Zera Kahuna. Now let's do one more Meshech Achma. At the end of the Parsha, in Perek Yilches, Pasuk Chav Ches, the Pasuk is talking about Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is to give Meiser to the Levi. Yisrael gives 10% of his produce to the Levi. The Levi then has to take 10% of that 10% and go give it to the Kohen. Came to Rivin Gamatem Trumas Hashem Mikol Maaser Seichem Asher Tichem Eis Bnei Yisrael Unisati Menes Trumas Hashem LaAroin HaKohen. Zokter Meir Simcha. Over here in this pasuk, it doesn't say LaAroin Ulevana. L'chayra, many psukim before, all the psukim we had, Chazei B'Shaik and Bikurim, it always said Aron Uvana. All of a sudden, by Trumas Meiser, it doesn't say Levana. Nira, Leman Damer Bezvachim Leiskan Pinchas Atche Som Shal Men Ashvatim. According to the Man Damer, again, the Pinchas didn't become a Kain until later. Im Kain Haya Levi. So Pinchas is a very interesting fellow. He's a Levi. Vayitzarech Lito Meiser. The law says Meiser Mea Meiser Lekayin. So Pinchas, Zokter Meir Simcha, Pinchas would get Meiser because he's a Levi. And since he gets Meiser because he's a Levi, he has to take off Trumas Meiser and he has to go give it to the Kayan. Begam hu mizera Kayan. But the thing is over here, Pinchas himself is from Zera Kahuna. He is one of the Banim of Kahuna. So the Torah couldn't say here, Unisat Menes Trumas Hashem La'aron HaKohen Ulevanav, because you might have said, so maybe Pinchas is Zoichem both. He gets Meiser, and he gets to keep the Trumas Meiser, because he's a Levi, plus he's Zera Kahuna. And that the Pasuk says no. Unisat Menes Trumas Hashem La'aron HaKohen. Now it's interesting, the two times before Rameir Simcha didn't include Pinchas in Bonav in the Pasuk. It was from the Kaltar. It was a Ribui. Here he would said it would have been included in Bonav. Interesting. But Lemaitza, that's what he's saying. He's saying that Pinchas is a Levi. And Pinchas is Pinchas is a Levi, so he's going to get Meiser. But this Levi is getting Meiser. Even though he's Mizera Kahuna, he still has to give Trumas Meiser. So therefore, Imkin Haya Levi, Vayitzarech Lito Meiser, Velosis Meiser, my Meiser Lekoin, Vigam Hu Mizera Arin, even though he's from Zera Arin, it's not enough, he has to give it to the Kayin. Now Taka, what's the pshat? It comes out an interesting thing, and I think Rav Dom earlier, if I could find it, points this out. It comes out that he could get Kachi Kalim, Chazav Vashaik, he could get Bikurim, he could get Truma, but Truma's Meiser he has to give away. What's Taka the Pshat? So in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Rav Dom over there again, like I said, he has Arichas. So he says as follows. He says as follows. The fact that he gets Maisa Rishon like a Levi makes sense. He says, why? Because the Maisa, in Avoida, he was like a Levi, like the first Meshach Chachma, he did Avoidas Halavim. So the Avoidas Halavim, the Pasuk says, the Levim get Maiser, Chelav Avoidasam Hashem Avdim, they get Maiser. But why does he have to give away the Trumas Maiser? So the way he has to give the Trumas Maiser, because Trumas Maiser, the reason you give that to the Kayin, what does the Pasuk here say? So the Pasuk says over here that Trumas Maiser was a payment to the Kehanim for being Shomer that the Levium don't do the wrong job. Like we said before, there's a Shmir in the Mikdash. Everyone has to do their job. The Levium have to do their job. The Kehanim have to do their job. So Trumas Maiser was given to the Kayin because he's Noisei Avoina HaKahuna Shokreves HaLevi LaVoidas HaKayin. He's the one who's responsible for making sure the Levi doesn't do a Kayin's job and become Chayav Misa because of that. So the fact that Pinchas was working like a Levi, even though in other halachas he had a din like a Zera Kahuna, that he could get Truma and he could get Kachei Kalim and he could get Bikurim, but Trumas Meiser is not just the Matnas Kahuna that goes to Zerah Arayt. Trumas Meiser has to do with the avoid of the Kehanim, that they do their job protecting the Levium from doing the wrong things. So the Levi has to go give away his chelek, part of it, to the Kayin as payment for that. So Pinchas, who is Oivet as a Levi, Zokter of Dom, it makes a merdika sense, it makes it so geschmack. He receives Meiser because the Meiser does avoid like a Levi. Meiser the Levium get for their Avoida. He must give the Kayin Trumas Meiser. Why? Because the Meiser, since he's being Oivet like a Levi, he has the protection of the Kehanim that make sure he doesn't do Avoidas HaKehanim, and that's why they get Trumas Meiser. So therefore the Pasuk says, you give it La'aron HaKayin has to go to bona fide Kehanim, not to someone who is just Zera HaKahuna. Now, what's interesting is, just another Ha'arah of Dom brings out over there as well, the fact that Aaron HaKayin, that Pinchas is going to serve like a Levi, L'chaira, where does he serve? We have three Mishbachas of Levium. Each one has their Avoida. So where does Pinchas fall? His Mishbacha is not a Mishbacha of Levium. And we know one Levi can't do another Levi's job. So L'chaira, did he do something or not? So that's Yesh Ladon. He has some raid over there, Yesh Ladon. If Pinchas was able to be Poyel Oived, or Lemaisa, he never actually did anything, but he had the Achilles because Lemaisa was a Levi. So he ends off and he says, Dimsa Lefizeh, Pinchas had many dinim. Dilinyan Avoida Loy Ava Loy Kekayin, he wasn't a Kayin. And maybe not a Levi, because maybe he didn't fit into the Mishpachas. But he's not Mufka from Avoidas Halaviyah, because since he's not a Kayin, he could do the Avoidas Halaviyah, so therefore he's not called a Zar Legabi the Avoidas Halaviyah. Legabi Trumas and Maisers, he gets Truma like a Kayin. He could also get Maiser Rishon like a Levi. And in the Maiser Rishon like a Levi, he's going to then have to go Trumas Meiser to the Kayin like another Levi. Even though in Truma itself, he wouldn't have to give that to a Kayin. He could keep that himself because he's from Zera Kahuna. So Pinchas had multi-personalities here in Halacha. A lot of very geshmaka things over here. Mosuk Mikdvash. Leich V'Havein, as Rameir Simcha says, V'Havein, go be Ma'ayin in these Yesaidas. And Bez Hashem, you'll have a geshmak. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.